As acting chair, I call the order of the Community Relations and Blight Committee to order at 5:05. Stand for the pledge. Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Roll call.
David Chevarella. Arthur Newberg.
Here.
Ronald Sill. Okay, the record should reflect there is not a quorum present, Mr. Acting Chair.
So since we don't have a quorum, we're going to be skipping item number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. We'll move to public portion and allow any members of the public who wish to address the committee to speak now. You can approach the podium, press the button, state your name and your address. Press it, it's going to turn green.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. My name is Pasquale Civitella. I have the property at 253 Roosevelt Drive in Derby, Connecticut. And I'm here to talk about that property in reference to being on the blight lien, which I wasn't aware that it was still active on the blight list, supposedly. I thought there was going to be three members on the board tonight, and I had packets for everybody, but I guess there's just two of you. I'll give you one.
Chronological order.
First, a little bit about my background. For those of you who are not familiar with me, and my family, we moved to Derby back in 1977. I graduated Derby High School in 1981. My parents lived in East Derby from 77 to 2007. In 1986, I opened up my first business here in Derby on Main Street next to Derby Smoke Shop, which obviously is no longer there. Excuse me. I moved to Vanetti's up the street a little bit. But in 1997, I had the opportunity to purchase a building in downtown Shelton, and we moved our business there, which still operates today after almost 40 years with a small beginning here in Derby. I've always considered Derby as my hometown and always was proud of that. So in 2006, I opened up my real estate office on Derby Avenue. I have been a local businessman for over 30 years. I've invested and continue to invest in Derby, and every day I'm improving properties as we speak today. I started investing in Derby when nobody wanted to, especially when I purchased 253 Roosevelt Drive in Derby. This property sat empty for probably 5 to 6 years until I came along and wanted to bring it back to its glory. Also, the property has some sentimental value feelings to me. In the late 70s and 80s, my mom worked in that building. It was a dress factory there, and I used to pick her up after work when I was in high school. So the building is a work in progress because of the size of the building. So approximately 6 months prior to closing, we negotiated with the seller, with my attorney and the city, and had an agreement that was agreed upon and stated that they would give me 12 months or 1 year's time to remediate the property as per the agreement of the city. And my attorney would remove or forgive the blight lien at the time. At the time, it was approximately $36,000. Let me give the next part here. This letter that I just gave you is from Dave Kopchansky's office at the time, the building official. And It says, based upon the inspection made on November 6, 2012, made by the facilities inspectors of the above captioned property, the blighted conditions have been remediated to the point where the blight penalty of $100 per day can be suspended. The blight lien shall stand at 51A per section 1640. Until further developments take place with the property, the original citation date was 6 June 2011. Remediation date was 6 November 2012. The next packet. This packet with all the photos are the condition of the property prior to me purchasing it. And if you flip through them, you'll see what type of condition the property was in. I've been operating out of that building now for since 2013, which is 11 years now. And you could drive by it all the time, and we try to do our best with maintaining the property and keeping it clean and being proud of the property. So I did all the remediation on the property as agreed upon, and the inspection was done by Andy Cota and Joe Moore at the time. They came out, did the inspection separately. First was Dave Kuchinski, and then Joe Moore and Andy Cota came out and walked the property and said to me, Pat, you're all set. We will hand in a report, and then it'll be finalized. Then you know, things, I don't know, just fell through the cracks, and life happens. And I just thought, you know, I would get something in the mail stating that. So on October 11th, 2016, which is the next packet I'm giving you, I got a letter, and I get this minutes from the meeting, again, dated Tuesday, October 11, 2016, stating that the this discussion, page two, discussion and possible action of recommendation on 253 Roosevelt Drive, says Mr. DeSanto stated that the property was placed on the blight list on May 2011. The blight items have been remediated. Mr. Curtis said, this is the proper action to take on this property. A motion was made by Mr. DeSenzo, and it was seconded by Mr. DiMartino, to recommend to the full board of aldermen that 253 Roosevelt Drive be removed from the blight list. It says, discussion on motion. Attorney Walsh asked Mr. Cota, the current commissioner of the property. Mr. Cota said that the business is being conducted at the site, and the items on the blight list have been taken care of. So from that day, from 2016 until about maybe a month or so ago, never heard from anybody in the city until I got a letter from the marshal saying that they were going to foreclose on my property. And it was very upsetting to me, and I'm still upset about it as we speak. So just to let you know, just in the last 13 years that I've owned a property, I've paid probably over $150,000 in real estate taxes. And if you were to include personal property, it'd be over $200,000. Again, and just keep in mind, this is just one property. So I rolled up my sleeves and went to work on the property with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and probably 2 years of not getting any sleep because of this was such a huge undertaking for me. And I wasn't sure if I had made the right decision, but I was determined and persistent, and rebuilt the property. I immediately repaired all the blight issues and continued with the process and got to the building up to code for the building department standards, and we were able to open for business 1 year later. I asked this committee, is this what the city wants to be known for? Take advantage of a situation against people that continue to work on their properties and pay their taxes and continue to make improvements. This is not right. I did everything in good faith on my end when it came to this property and other properties. First of all, I want to state, I did not cause the blight problem in this property. I'm the one who cleaned up, remediated, and instead of thanking me on this, the current administration wants to do this. It's very sad. Second, what is the real purpose of a blight ordinance? Is it a money-making tool for a city or a town? I just don't know what that is. Or is it to keep the city neat, vibrant, attractive, continue to keep the property values current and elevated? Again, I want to reiterate that I did everything in good faith. I kept my end of the bargain, and the city did not do the same. This is very bad business, in my opinion, and I think in a lot of other people's. So I feel I do not owe any money on this issue, period. So I don't know what has changed from that letter that was dated October 11th, 2016, and what prompted this action. Also, about my commitment to the city through the last 25 years, besides the taxes I've paid, I have donated to the Derby Fireworks Fund, the Boy Scouts, St. Mary's Summer Church Festival, St. Vincent de Paul, and several of the local fire departments. I've had a medical setback 2 years ago, and the stress is not good for me. As I instructed my attorney to settle this for a donation to either the Fireworks Fund or the Derby Parks and Rec, I do not want to continue with this process because it's not good for my health. I hope this committee will make the proper recommendation to the Board of Aldermen and will be willing to accept this offer. So if the current administration wants to settle this, please advise me. Thank you for your time, Pasquale Civitella.
And for matters 6, 7, and 8, we cannot take any action because we do not have a quorum. Carmine, would you like to pass out the reports?
I'm Carmine Leitz, one of the blight officials. I handed out the June report to the members, and this is a current list of the activity going on at this time right now. And on the last two pages, you'll see a calendar, which we started a month or so ago, which shows first letters, second letters, and then proceed from there. So we're keeping a better track of the process to keep it flowing, not let anything fall through the cracks. So at this point, that's how we're going to keep moving forward. And if there's any questions, you can call my office and be glad to answer them.
So does this calendar does this calendar replace the file we were given at the last committee meeting?
This is in addition to that, with somebody updates from that meeting, okay, from that report. Okay. We just update the report as we go along.
Yeah.
New material.
Yeah, I just meant the calendar itself.
The calendar is new, right?
I knew Ron said.
I'm not sure if I had a calendar from last month, yeah, but from now on, there will be a calendar attached to the report.
And the file that we were given, it was handwritten with all the information of the letters that was sent out. Ron asked that it would be sent through the computer and computerized, so that's more of an official looking file.
Okay, I don't have that done yet.
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure it's something that you guys are.
We're going to start with that, but gotcha. Right now I'm just trying to keep up to date with everything.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
I declare that the meeting is adjourned.
Just note the time, please. Oh, sorry.
We adjourned at
5:19.
5:19. not 9 to 9.
Different times.